Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Mansi Fadke, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, and today I bring to you the story of IRS Officer Sameer Vankhede, the investigating officer behind the alleged drug bust involving actor Shah Rukh Khan's son Aryan Khan. On Sunday, Prabhakar Sahil, a witness in the Narcotics Control Bureau's controversial probe into the alleged drug bust, claimed he was made to sign on a blank paper and there were talks of a payoff worth crores involved. In an affidavit notarized on Saturday, he held Vankhede, the zonal director of the Narcotics Control Bureau, responsible for making him sign a blank paper as a punch witness. Sahil said his employer was KP Gosavi, another punch witness in the case, who was seen escorting Aryan Khan to the NCB office despite not being associated with the agency. In his affidavit, Sahil said he overheard a conversation where Gosavi was telling one Sam D'Souza to quote a figure of 25 crore but settle at 18 crore as rupees 8 crore needs to be given to Vankhede. Sahil, who worked as Gosavi's bodyguard, also recorded a video statement and shared it with journalists. In the video statement, Sahil said he is scared of Sameer Vankhede and hence he is coming forward. He said his wife had started getting calls from the police. NCB's Deputy Director General Mutha Ashok Jain released a statement on behalf of the agency in which he says Vankhede has categorically denied the allegations. Sahil's allegation is just one instance. The name Sameer Vankhede has been in the news for the most part of this month, with the Nationalist Congress Party's Nawab Malik having held multiple press conferences to poke holes in the drug bust, slamming it as fake. Malik has also questioned Vankhede's intentions, hinting at the possibility of he being hand in gloves with the BJP to malign the Mahavikas Aghadi-led Maharashtra government. Politicians in the Mahavikas Aghadi government have claimed that the BJP deliberately brought Vankhede to the NCB in 2020 for this purpose. Further, Malik also alleged that Vankhede was perhaps running an extortion racket and that is why he was in Maldives during the lockdown at a time when a number of Bollywood personalities were vacationing at the archipelago. With the Aryan Khan case having gotten political contours, Sameer Vankhede has been constantly in the limelight. While this may be the first time that the name Sameer Vankhede has become part of everyday drawing room discussions, the officer is definitely not a stranger to spotlight. From about 2011 to 2013, there was a steady stream of news about Bollywood personalities trying to evade customs duty at the airport and getting caught while at it. In 2013, the impression was that Bollywood was trying to work around paying service tax, and since last year, the buzz is about how many in the film industry seem to have a drug consumption problem. There's one person common to all these cases, and that is Sameer Vankhede, an Indian Revenue Service officer of the 2008 batch. Speaking to The Print exclusively, Vankhede refused to comment on the Aryan Khan case, saying it is sub judice, but vehemently denied any suggestions that he is deliberately going after Bollywood hammer and tongs. He said he has caught many hardcore peddlers and manufacturers, but the media does not highlight these stories, while if he catches a celebrity, then the news is everywhere. He said at airport customs, there must have been about 3,000 cases of duty evasion during his stint there, and only a fraction of them were involving celebrities. At the NCB too, Vankhede said, in 10 months this year, the bureau caught 224 people and only a few of them are known names. Vankhede, who originally hails from the Vashim district in the Vidarbha region, is the son of a cop. He and his sister grew up in Mumbai's Wadala area as his father was posted in the city as a sub-inspector, he told The Print. Vankhede is married to Marathi actor Kranti Redkar and has twin daughters. Vankhede started his career with a posting in the Intelligence Bureau in Andhra Pradesh in 2006, after which he was posted in Delhi. He gave his civil services examination in 2008 and became an IRS officer. Vankhede has often been a newsmaker since. In 2011, when the Indian cricket team won the World Cup after a closely contested final match at Mumbai's landmark Vankhede Stadium, the team had to make do with a replica of the trophy. The original trophy was stuck at Mumbai Airport Customs for non-payment of a 35% duty on it. Vankhede had been assistant commissioner at the airport customs at the time. Vankhede also detained actors Minisha Lamba and Anushka Sharma at the airport for not declaring that they were carrying gold and diamond-studded jewellery. Thereafter, celebrities such as actors Katrina Kaif, Ranbir Kapoor, singer Meeka Singh and several cricketers got in trouble with Mumbai Customs. In 2013, Vankhede served with the Central Excise Department for a few months. Although his stint there was short, it was one that the Bollywood industry will not forget, with many names such as Anurag Kashyap, Ram Gopal Varma and Vivek Oberoi finding themselves under the scanner for alleged service tax defaults. Mukesh Bhatt, president of the Film and TV Producers Guild, had then accused the department of picking on the film industry, and members of the guild had even had a meeting with the service tax commissioner on the issue. Within a few months of his posting with the Central Excise Department, Vankhede was sent on deputation to the National Investigation Agency, where he worked till 2017 before joining the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence as Joint Director in Mumbai. In November 2019, Vankhede applied for a position in the Narcotics Control Bureau, which had advertised a vacancy earlier that year. His application was forwarded to the Bureau on 27th August 2020 and the officer took charge of his new assignment on deputation on 31st August 2020 when the controversy over the probe into actor Sushant Singh Rajput's death was simmering and the Bureau was probing a drug angle. Within 10 days of Vankhede joining the NCB, the agency arrested actor Riya Chakraborty and her brother Shovik in connection with the probe. Later, when Bollywood actors such as Deepika Padukone, Shraddha Kapoor and Sara Ali Khan were being questioned by the Bureau as part of an alleged drug nexus involving the film industry, it was Vankhede on the other side of the table. In August this year, the Union government awarded Vankhede, among 152 police officers in the country, the Home Minister's Medal for Excellence in Investigation. Vankhede told the print, in the early years of his career, he used to get a lot of calls from people asking for certain persons to be let off. But now nobody dares to call him with such requests because they know there is no point. But he also said he only follows the rule book and it is not like he goes out of the way to catch celebrities. With regards to the present allegations against him, Vankhede just said he feels bad about being targeted despite working honestly. But, he said, the politicians targeting him are public representatives and he is a public servant, so he respects them. On Sunday, as Prabhakar Sahil's affidavit went viral on social media, Mahavikas Aghadi leaders raised more questions on the NCB and directly on Vankhede too, pressing for the state government's own investigation in the matter. If that happens, the case is definitely set to get more political and more controversial. That's all I have for you right now. This is Mansi Phadke, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.